From Washington, this is VOA News. U.S. says Russia fueling unrest in Ukraine. U.S. and China defense chiefs exchange tough words. I'm Ray Kugel reporting from Washington. U.S. Secretary of State John Kerry told U.S. senators that Russia is fueling separatist unrest in eastern Ukraine that could be what he called a contrived crisis to justify military intervention. Secretary Kerry says that Russians' involvement in pro-Russia unrest in at least three Ukrainian cities is clear and unmistakable. He said President Obama is preparing a far tougher set of sanctions on Russia if Moscow continues its efforts to destabilize Ukraine. In Moscow, Russian Foreign Minister Sergei Lavrov said that the southeastern parts of Ukraine should be included in talks about the country's future. U.S. Defense Secretary Chuck Hagel and his Chinese counterpart challenged each other over China's policy goals in the region during a meeting in Beijing Tuesday. Shannon Van Zandt reports.
Secretary Hagel's trip to China comes at a time of rising tensions between the two countries. He and China's defense minister, General Chang Wanchuang, used strong words when describing the country's conflicting policy goals in the region. Hagel criticized China's decision in November to create an air defense identification zone over contested territory with Japan in the East China Sea.
Every nation has a right to establish air defense zones, but not a right to do it unilaterally.
Responding to Hagel's criticism, Wanchuang said China would remain prepared to safeguard its territory. Shannon Van Sant for VOA News, Beijing.
A bomb ripped through a passenger train in southwest Pakistan, killing at least 14 people. Tuesday's blast occurred after the train stopped in the town of Sibi in Balochistan province. A spokesman for the United Baloch Army Rebel Group contacted VOA by phone to claim responsibility for the bombing. Oscar Pistorius broke down and cried on the witness stand Tuesday while describing the moment he realized he had fatally shot his girlfriend, Reva Steenkamp. The South African runner, testifying for a second day in his murder trial, said he initially thought an intruder was in his Pretoria home when he fired shots through a locked bathroom door. Earlier Tuesday, the defense focused on Pistorius' relationship with Steenkamp. He told the court that prior to the night he shot her, the two had discussed future travel plans and decorating a new house in Johannesburg.
There were many things that we had in common that we started speaking about more frequently, and there were events that she invited me to and vice versa, and we started really seeing a future with each other.
Prosecutors say Pistorius intentionally shot her, while the defense says he thought he was shooting at a nighttime intruder. The World Health Organization says the ongoing Ebola outbreak in West Africa is one of the most challenging outbreaks of the virus it's ever faced. The outbreak has resulted in more than 110 deaths. Guinea remains a center, with 157 suspected or confirmed cases of Ebola. Another 21 cases are suspected or confirmed in Liberia. Search crews in the southern Indian Ocean are urgently trying to relocate electronic transmissions they believe came from the missing Malaysian airliner's black box. No signals have been heard since Sunday, when U.S. Navy equipment detected two distinct sounds consistent with acoustic pings from the plane's flight data and cockpit voice recorders. Australian search chief Angus Houston says that without more pings, authorities aren't able to deploy a robot to search the ocean floor for wreckage.
If we go down there now and do the visual search, it will take many, many, many days because it's very slow, very painstaking work to scour the ocean floor. So, and of course, the depths are very deep, and it's very challenging.
Authorities are running out of time since the batteries in the black box's locator beacon are built to last for around 30 days. The plane disappeared 1 month ago Tuesday while on a flight from Kuala Lumpur to Beijing. U.S. Secretary of State John Kerry says Cuba's treatment of American Alan Gross is inhumane and he is wrongfully imprisoned. Secretary Kerry told U.S. Senators Tuesday the United States has several efforts underway to free Gross, who was arrested in Cuba in 2009 and charged with illegally distributing communications equipment on the island. He was tried, convicted, and sentenced to 15 years in prison. Gross was working as a subcontractor for USAID in Havana's Jewish community when he was arrested. I'm Ray Kugel, VOA News. Details on these and other stories on our website on the internet at voanews.com.